On our morning show today from WRCO, pleased to have Richland Center Mayor Karen Tepley in the studio with us, and also Jason Glassbrenner, who is Director of Public Works, Economic Development Director here in the city of Richland Center. Good to have them both in here. Jason, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Great. Good to have you in here. It's been a little while since we've kind of discussed some of the things that go on in the city.
It has been a busy bee.
Right, exactly. In fact, I don't know if you've been on since you wear two hats now as opposed to the one that you wore before.
So. I'm not sure either. So, I did start out as Economic Development Director for both the county and the city, rolled to primarily just a city position in economic development, and city tried for a long time to fill the Public Works Director spot and wasn't working, and so I have a background that's conducive to being able to assist with that, and so we doubled up on the roles, and I do have an assistant that normally helps, although she's out on maternity leave right now. Yeah, it's been good. I think it's good to have a good understanding of how public works can affect economic development and vice versa. So they're very intertwined anyway.
What is a typical day like for you? Do you have certain hours that you spend here and there? Or what does it look like?
It's like fire.
Putting fires out.
Yes. I try to balance between both economic development and public works, but it is very reactive right now, just to be, you know, very transparent. So, you know, a storm comes through like it did over the weekend, and now I'm collaborating with my teams in the field going, what do we need to pick up and clean up, and how do we fix it? And then you've got your long-term maintenance projects that you're trying to conduct every year, and you're trying to keep the grass and the weeds down for everybody, and, you know, in the parks, buildings and grounds, and keep that aquatic center healthy and operating smoothly. So there's just a ton, and it's very, you're juggling a lot, and you're trying to reprioritize every day based on the information you're receiving. So,
were you really affected by the storm? Did you have a lot of damage and things affected then?
Well, a couple of things happened, the Assistant Public Works Director, Matt Williams, who runs the crews in the field, was in over the weekend because we had some of our storm drains get stopped up on Highway 14 right there by Seats, and so that created, the fire department was out, and the sheriff's department was out, and the police department's out, and Matt was out, and so we just ended up having to, you know, pull what was plugging the drains out and get the water off 14. There's other washouts around town right now. I don't know how much rain we got, but it was a deluge very, very fast. And so we've got some roads and driveways that belong to the city that have taken on damage that now it'll take us some time to get repaired.
Yeah, it was over 5 inches here, you know, maybe 5.5 when it was all said and done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not used to that.
No.
But I know some improvements had been made on some of the city streets prior, so that does help things along better than it used to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get on a pretty progressive maintenance schedule. So, you know, we have done chip sealing and things of that nature in town. We've got more projects in the works for this year. We're going to be focusing on Valley View Drive. That'll start late July here and roll into the fall. So that'll be a complete replacement of Valley View, which is above Story Field, and then a portion of Story Field Drive. So that'll be a great improvement that's been long desired by the community. And, you know, it's time. And it's a good partnership with City Utilities and Public Works, because City Utilities has infrastructure in the ground, and Public Works is primarily responsible for stormwater in the streets, curb and gutter. So we partner to try to kind of split costs to make sure that we're being efficient and getting a good project. And when we're done, it's done for a long period of time. So,
well, we're in that neighborhood. Maybe you could give us an update on Story Field and what's the latest there.
So Story Field's moving along well. I think it might be just a little bit behind schedule. The rain hasn't helped at all. That team that's doing the infrastructure work right now, Fry Construction, has done an exceptional job of trying to keep the stormwater under control. But when you get that much rain that fast, nobody's expecting it, and it has caused a little bit of sand in the road. But we've inspected it numerous times, and he meets with us and says maybe we could try this or that. So it's they've done a really good job of trying to keep the site clean, and of course it looks rough because again all the rain. But They'll be working this week, next week, as soon as it's dry, to put down gravel base, things of that nature, preparing the pads finally for the building structures, because the underground infrastructure is pretty much in place at this point. And so we are at a place where they're trying to have gravel down within the next week, and then they will begin to actually really shape up the building pads and begin pouring concrete. They're hoping within the next 2 weeks, so...
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they get some weather that's conducive for construction.
Exactly, like exactly, so, yep.
Sure, and then we move over to Panorama Estates. What's the latest there, Jason?
Well, I was just up by the site this morning, as a matter of fact, and they continue to make progress. We're super excited about that. It's been a long time in coming. Building number 2, the foundation is going in. There were guys active on site this morning, I'm sure in a cleanup mode from all the rain themselves, but looks like they're probably... You know, 2/3 done with the foundation, so I'll continue to work on that, and then we'll see the rough framers and, you know, carpenters come in and take place and build from that foundation up. So making progress.
Do they go right to building number 3 then when they get number 2 done, or how does that work?
Right now, I believe, I don't think they're going to move directly to building 3 right now. I think the focus is try to get building 2 really done, but I think that's still a little bit open for discussion. They've talked about wanting to do building 3, but I do know the focus right now is on building 2.
Mm-hmm. And that's a start. Good to see them working there.
Right, so, right.
Yeah. Highway 14, you know, we were talking that before we went on the air. We've got a driveway back, and I know a lot of other businesses have been affected, but is there a latest that you've had on that one, Jason?
I think the project's on schedule. They don't have a completion date into the fall. You know, it'll be into the fall before they're done. So it's so nice to get rolled over and get people finally driving on new concrete. I think it gives people a vision for what it's going to be. It's pretty hard for people, unless you're involved in construction, to understand, you know, when you're in the middle of the mess, when you're in the middle of reconstructing something. Yeah, even though 14 was in hideous condition, it's going to get worse before it gets better, because you got to tear everything apart, reroute traffic, and driveways and temporary driveways, and people not familiar with the traffic pattern. So all that stuff is expected, honestly, but it is sometimes a shock to people in the community going, I wasn't expecting it to get worse. I thought it would just kind of be, you know, I think there's almost an assumption like it'll be better tomorrow. And that's not the case with real, you know, replacement construction. So I think it's been going real well. I talked to the project manager this morning on a couple of things. They've been very good to the city to work with. We don't have a lot of contact because it is a state, and the county is the maintenance provider for the section. From Bowman to 80 then is city, so that's where they're doing patches. That's much less of a, you know, scope of a project than the full Highway 14 replacement. But overall, going well, on schedule. And when it's done, we're going to be so thankful.
We're going to have a big party, I think, right?
And that's right.
But we do get a glimpse of what it's going to be like, as smooth as this is on the new lane, isn't it?
Yep, for sure. For sure. It's so nice. But, you know, again, I think this has been said over and over and over again. People, please be careful. Drive slower. I mean, there's workers, there's obstacles, there's cones in the middle of the road. And even this morning on the way here to the radio station, I saw somebody head down the wrong way, you know, and in the opposite direction the traffic's supposed to be flowing. Now, they quickly made the correction, but it's just an example. Keep your eyes open, keep your speed down, and just understand it's new for absolutely everybody, and it's not standard. So just be careful.
All right. Any way to track, you know, traffic and how that has affected, like, the city and things like that?
That's a great question. I don't have an official way, and I'm not aware of the DOT tracking. We have had conversations with the DOT about the effect of construction on businesses and how it changes traffic patterns. We've even checked in with them, like, are there grants or funds that can assist businesses that are distressed? Because sometimes that can happen. The state's policy is that there is no funding offered to businesses. They offer some simple things like, well, if you want to put up a temporary sign, you can. So if somebody is listening this morning in their business and they want to know how they could put up more temporary signs, that's an option. Let look at the city website, call Public Works, and we'll get you the information from the DOT. But other than that, it obviously has an effect. But this is a major corridor, the only major highway through the area. People are going to travel it, you know, so.
Well, let's move. It's been not for a lack of things to talk about here. You guys have been busy. This 26 is a pretty busy year for everybody in the city, isn't it?
Very, very busy. Yep. Yeah.
And so we talk a little bit about the campus redevelopment. I know that's a county thing, but the city has been in cooperation and working together, right?
Yeah. So last Wednesday, the city administrator and myself met with the Campus Reconfiguration Committee and Public Works Committee. They had a number of business items on their agenda that had dealt with the campus, and we were primarily there from the city standpoint talking about how we partner for the redevelopment. And again, there's a lot of misconception about what's involved in redeveloping a property like that. So you'll have general, you know, kind of general thoughts like, well, it's easy, the driveways are already there and there were buildings already there and the sewer and the water and the electric's already there, not realizing that the infrastructure was put in the 60s. The road design was primarily done in the 60s. The bridges were designed in the 60s. And so we have to be very careful about assuming that any of that stuff is going to work. So for example, a lot of the infrastructure that served the campus was private. It would now move to public. And a lot of the infrastructure that's there, the utility guys have analyzed, looked at it, and says, yeah, we can't afford to take that on to build on top of that infrastructure because it's lived its life. So it's a very complex process. The meeting that we had with the campus reconfig committee and the county was great. We worked closely with Tricia and Josh Elder there. Our next steps are probably going to be kind of formalizing agreement between the city and the county so that it's clear and the city can release funding that it has for the purpose of determining exactly where the accesses are going to be, if they have to change or not by DOT regs and review, or they can stay. If they can stay, do they have to be improved? So there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. Environmentals, wetland delineations have to be done. We also want to improve Hive Drive for the high school. And ultimately, our goal is to get to a place where we can get housing added in the area. So a great meeting last week on Wednesday with the county. Looking forward to the next one where we have kind of more formalized agreement. We can then the city can release funding that it has to actually begin the official design and then construction.
Yeah. So how does that work if the city gets a grant, for instance, and, you know, it's a county project? How do you determine where the funds go or the you know, who has the lion's share of where it goes?
Right. So first of all, when we apply for a grant, the one that we're working on is a $2.5 million grant that says it's for infrastructure improvement. So we can use the funding towards anything that's infrastructure improvement. But with that, we need to make sure that there's a return on that investment, because otherwise your grant administrators, which this one was a congressional grant, they see that nothing happens in Richland Center, even though, you know, they were given money and they got a bridge to nowhere or something. We've got to make sure that there's a return and hopefully an immediate effect in the community. So it is largely driven by the city of Richland Center. I mean, it's 99% Richland Center driven, 100% Richland Center driven. However, we are always listening to our partners to try to figure out how do we make this work for everybody so that it creates opportunity for everybody. But it's the city that's on the hook. If we do something wrong with that funding and it's reviewed and found that we did something, it either jeopardizes our ability to get future grants, or the worst case scenario is they come back and say, by the way, you need to pay us back. We don't want to do that.
No. There's been talk possibly about getting another road from the high school over to the campus site, too. Is that still in the works?
It is. And so that's part of what I think the meeting was about Wednesday night with the county, was creating a mutual understanding that we have to plan that site as an entire site. We can't just look at it and say, well, we're going to put a driveway here, and then 5 years later go, oh, we're going to put a driveway here. One, because it's you know, it's a limited access state highway that's in front of it, And we don't want to create traffic pattern problems in the future. So a lot of people in the community already talk about Hive Drive and say, hey, you know, Hive Drive is a very busy drive, and we're concerned about access points onto 14, and then Panorama's growing up. And so there's a lot of concern in the community right now about safety. So if we increase traffic back to maybe the you know, when the campus was fully operating and all the cars were going in and out, with the high school, you know, traffic and all the events and soccer and football and softball, all those things, it's going to be worse than before, or it's going to be more, there will be more traffic than before. So we have to look at the entire site holistically with the DOT so that they can say, you may not want to do this at this point in time, and you may not have to, but when you get there, that's where your access point will be. And so we then will use those data points that will help us with things, Phil, like the access point on Hive Drive. Well, we have to design. We have to figure out where infrastructure works. It doesn't work. There's elevation issues sometimes with water supplies. Where are the current sewer systems? Where's the electrical, you know, connections? Where's the water connection? So all those things have to be planned holistically at a base level all at the same time. And then you phase it. You say, okay, this is the part that we're going to focus on first, but we already know that phase two will look like something like this. Phase three will look something like this. So overall design with very foundational access points, utilities, things of that nature, public works infrastructure, then phasing to do specific projects within the overall design.
A word about some demolition. I know that's been talked about. The copper top's been in the news here lately as well.
Anything? Yeah, I would defer to the county on that one. They did talk about it in that public meeting. It sounds like they're moving ahead, but I would defer to the county meeting minutes or a representative of the county to answer specifically when it sounds like it's going to be demoing very, very soon.
I know that it's it's a rough time for those of us who are lifers around here, but trying to spin it into a positive, and it sounds like things are in the works for that.
Oh, I think there's a lot of positive things. It's just not, they're just not without challenge, right? And it can take a lot of time to build a collaborative movement where there's mutual understanding. Even understanding of all the rules and regulations that a city has to follow versus a county, they're different. They're different sets of rules. So, if I stepped into the county's world rural and then wanted to talk about county highways or their state highway responsibilities or zoning out there, it's a different set of rules than what the municipality has. So, you know, you got both sides looking at each other saying, hey, how do we work together? But this is how we've done it in the county, and it doesn't work that way in the city, or vice versa, right? They say, well, this is the way, we do it in the city, and we expect the county to respond to that. And they're like, yeah, but we're not familiar with that. So it takes a while to build that mutual understanding, and I think we're in a really good place with a lot of projects.
Wonderful. The WEDC business visits, they visited Richland not too long ago.
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation visited on June 24th. We were fortunate to have the chief executive officer and the chief operations officer out, as well as our local representative, Ela Cockde. They're the organization that primarily helps us with some business grants. So we've had a grant that assisted in Los Amigos. We had one that helped with the Wild Honey Juicery that's downtown across from the family restaurant. And those are community development investment grants. So we were at those two locations. Then we visited the 80 German Warehouse because we've been working with them now for well over a year, talking about how they want to continue to revitalize the building. They're doing a great job. They're investing money. They have a vision. So we're trying to assist them to see if we can get some community development investment grant money in there. We also visited Schreiber Foods, and we visited the Foundry. They are all optimistically looking forward into the future about, like, what are the possibilities for expansion there. So there's a lot of good things, and we're very thankful for WDC and our local support staff that supports us here with them. It's very good to have additional outside investment from them that assists us keeping our businesses healthy and strong.
Did they give you any general feedback on things that they saw or were impressed with?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we had a great meeting with AD German, which would be the next community development investment project, potentially. It's potentially the next one. And they make organizations go through a business plan, outline, you know, do they think they can make money? So they have to have performas. They have to say, you know, what's your exact construction process? How are you going to use that grant money? What's your matching funds? Because it's not just here's the money and do whatever you want. They have to have matching funds. So we had a great meeting, and I think there's I think there's good momentum there. We will never know until we go through the official application process, but I think there's a better chance than not that we'll be able to get some assistance in for AD German when all the pieces come together. So
it's an exciting time for those kind of meetings and you know, looking ahead to the future too, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's, you know, another topic on our list that we kind of we're going to focus on is Orange Street a little bit. You know, there's been a lot of business development over the years. You know, that Orange Street project kicked off back in the, the RDA, I should say, kicked off in the late 90s, you know, with the highway Orange Street corridor redo, and a lot of buildings came out. We ended up with a dialysis center, the Richland Pharmacy. We had the TechCom building, which houses a chiropractor, a credit union, and TechCom itself, or Richland Grant Telephone. No, I got that wrong. It's Genuine Telephone. There we go. They're all connected. And so there's been a lot of business development in the community, especially in recent years. I mean, we've seen things here on Highway 14, you know, the Dunkin' Donuts, the Dollar Store, you know, and then there's other stores there, right there in that strip mall that was done, that's beside the Dunkin' Donuts, kind of a great gift shop there. So, I mean, there's a lot that's happened in the last 5 years.
Indeed. And we wanted to talk a little bit about hotel development. Anything new on that?
Yeah, so that ties right in there. So, you know, for a long time, the vision of the city leaders has been to see redevelopment in the downtown. So I listed a number of things that have happened down there. And so one of the visions is how do we strengthen the downtown? How do we increase traffic? How do we hold people there? How do we use the fact that tourism is really up in the state of Wisconsin? It's up, I think this is the fourth year that we've seen an increase in tourism. So how do we capitalize on those things and then create something very nice at the gateway? So right there at Court Street, Orange Street, and Mill Street, that block that's there where we often have the farmers market, how do we capitalize on that space? So the decision makers, you know, had vision, said we would like to purchase that land so that we hopefully can put something there that, again, anchors the downtown and brings people back, strengthens the business opportunities that are down there. So that was the initial concept behind hotel development. And since that time, we've spent a lot of work vetting and looking at different potential projects. And, you know, that will create jobs. It holds people in the community longer, and they're outside dollars. It's not like a recirculation of the dollars that are already in the community. It's people that will normally come from outside. They will stay here, so they're contributing to, you know, a fee for a room in the downtown. They're contributing to sales tax for everything that they purchase, which is then a tax reduction for everybody in the county. They will support jobs. You know, a hotel in that area would support jobs. And so we're really trying to make a place down there, again, at the gateway of Court, hoping that we can bring a constant customer base and just really make a sharp addition to the downtown. So it will be a great project. It would be a boutique kind of upscale project. So a lot of good potential there. A lot of good potential.
Anything in the works though? In the
well, we're always working.
Months,
Bill. We're always,
you know, working. Working it.
Yeah. So I mean, we are in a process of trying to assist a developer in moving their project forward, and so there are things in the works. I just, we have to be careful. There's some specific rules and regulations that we have to adhere to. But there is a potential for a project. There is an outline project. And if you would like to talk to somebody further about that, I just encourage you to reach out to the city, reach out to Economic Development, or I'm pretty sure Mayor Tepley is taking calls on that herself. So, definitely exciting things, and if people are interested, we'd love them to call.